All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, July 10th of 2025 here. Looking ahead, we had a two-game early MLB slate get underway. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. Another two-game turbo slate coming up in about an hour here. Seven-game main slate later this evening. We did have a two-game WNBA slate get underway about an hour ago. So good luck to all of you playing some WNBA. And then we do have golf. Golf teed off late last night, early this morning, depending on where you live. So plenty of DFS action coming at you guys. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here, and we'll just work our way through questions top down here. This is the early slate. Let's jump over to main. Okay, got the main slate here. Perfect. I'm going to enter something. That way we have some contests to work with. All right. On main, let's go to a build. Cool. So we will just start with the first question of the day. Came in from Sean. Sean said, hello. I'm not sure if this has been brought up yet since the new update for the UI, but I've always set certain settings and then I modified / adjusted the lineups after I ran them down to 2 or 3 from a pool of 5,000. And it looks like that feature or the ability to edit the number of lineups you want showing is gone, or is that just in a different place now? Okay, good question. So you can still adjust the number of lineups that you want. The easiest way to do that, like let's say I run and build here, right? And we'll say I'm running and run 500 lineups. Let me make two adjustments, two projections. Okay, click build. And we'll let this roll. This is also a good question for like those people who aren't uploading an entry file. Like, hey, how do I, you know, mess around with SaberSim and do stuff without having entries uploaded? Another good tutorial here, right? So we'll talk about adjusting lineups. Or maybe we'll just talk about like not using an entry file altogether. Might actually be easier. All right. So this build is finished now. Okay, cool. So let's let the contest sim run. Why not? Okay, so notice here, right? I have a pool of 500 lineups. It's a little more. The builder can build a little more or a little less sometimes, depending. It's not like a hard cutoff. So anyways, we start with like 500 lineups, right? So let's say like by default here, it's going to go to 20 lineups. Well, maybe I don't want 20, right? Maybe I want 3. Okay. All I need to do is just change the number in this section to 3. This is clickable. You can delete. You can write bigger numbers. You know, I want to go to 150. Sure. I want to go to 3. Sure. So this is how you change the number of lineups. This also works even if you do have a contest chosen. You can still change the number of lineups. Okay. And then as far as like modifying lineups and things like that, one, you'll notice like it's in compact view. If you don't want that, just come in and turn off compact view, turn off this toggle. And then for editing lineups, I'm not sure exactly what you meant, but I'm just going to take a guess. Maybe you're talking about, you know, changing them with the pencil icon, right? Okay, I can still do that. You know, maybe I want to get rid of Spencer Strider, and then maybe I want to go and get, I don't know, any other pitcher here, but they all look kind of bad. Eduardo Rodriguez. Then I save it, right? That part still works as well. Another thing that we're actually working on a fix for this, but probably worth mentioning. So locking a lineup, right? Like, let's say, I come down here and I try to unlock this. This isn't working at the moment, but it is working if you go to compact view. And this one should be fixed shortly, but just so you guys know in the meantime. Locking a lineup in compact view does work, and it'll prioritize that lineup. So I'll just switch to compact, and that will work. All right, just covering some things here. So I hope we got the root of the question there, and we talked about a couple other things in the meantime. All right, next question. With the new update, how do I know how the lineups are filling for each contest? Similar to how I used to sort by prize pool and then using director autofill to assign lineups, specifically was using for PGA last night. Okay, so within your groups, they fill from the top down. Okay, so if I... say I have a 150 and then like a 20, right? This is when it's when you click, well, even before saving, right? So like, let's say I run the contest sim, and then let's say I switch to portfolio for both of these. Okay, so what's happening here is SaberSim is solving the portfolio for the top group, and then it is solving the portfolio for the second group. When it does that, it's keeping in mind what lineups went into the first contest. So even that first contest is taken into account, because when we're talking about portfolio, we're talking about all of your lineups together. Okay. So the big thing here that we're doing that we think is important, but just so you guys know, is that we are ranking your groups by this dollars per entry column. Okay, this is like one of the most important columns in our opinion, like at the moment, right? So dollars per entry is a driving factor in the ordering of the groups. We think that, you know, you want the lineups that have a higher dollar per entry to get better lineups as like a start. If you don't want that, you can reorder them just manually here with these three dots on the side, allow you to like drag and drop. So you can move them around as needed, but the dollars per entry is the driving factor here. And that's the one that we recommend to use by default, which it does. All right. Next question. I've noticed that my custom metrics were not changing anything yesterday. Is it because portfolio is already taking care of that? Starter plan, thanks. Okay, so a couple things with this. One thing with this that I've seen a couple times that I do want to call out. So sometimes you could find yourself in a spot where, you know, maybe you open the pool for one reason or another, right? Okay, it's very easy to mistake these being your lineups when they are not, in fact, your lineups. This is just the pool. You can change this rank by to projected score, lineups adjust. You can change it to anything. You can change it to, you know, 99th percentile. And, you know, lineups are going to continue to move around and things like that, right? Changing your pool has no effect on your groups. That's because they effectively have their own. Say that again. When you decide to use portfolio diversity, The rank by goes away because we're going to use the preferred rank by choice for portfolio. But you can see your rank by switching to uniques. So like right now I'm using ROI. Doesn't matter. I'm using ROI in this group specifically. Doesn't matter what I do to the pool. That is not going to change what's happening in the group. So I've seen it a couple times where people are like, hey, I'm changing this to, you know, projected score. I'm changing it to this. I'm changing it to that. But the lineups in my groups aren't changing. That is true. And that is because you are not changing it in your group. So the thing is that you need to decide is when you decide to use Portfolio or Portfolio Plus, you are deciding to use SaberSim's preferred sorting metric. You cannot use Portfolio or Portfolio Plus with custom metrics. Doesn't work. What we've been recommending to people is that if you have custom metrics that you prefer or that you like, you have two options effectively. Number one is you can use your custom metrics with uniques and simply not use portfolio option. Or what you can do is you can use SaberSim's portfolio option, but you can filter by your custom metrics. So, you know, basically using your custom metrics to filter down to a pool of lineups that you are comfortable playing, and then letting SaberSim figure out which are the best lineups from that pool to actually play based on what it wants to do. So that's a little bit more the best of both worlds as opposed to just ignoring the portfolio. But just to be clear, portfolio does not work with custom metrics, even custom ROI metrics at the moment. Okay, hope that one helps. All right, next question. I'm relatively new to using SaberSim, and I've noticed that on smaller MLB slates, the lineups being generated are not really including any players from teams going against my pitchers, even though the don't use batters against opposing pitcher option remains unchecked. I went through my entire pool of lineups and I've noticed I'm just not getting any of these, which I think is a big mistake for smaller slates. Am I missing something, or how do I ensure that I mix in some lineups that have batters that are facing my pitchers? Okay, so I don't necessarily agree that it's a quote unquote mistake that it's not happening. However, I think it is okay to play them if you want to. So what I would do is, like, let's go over to like the turbo slate here. So there's a couple of things to be aware of here with regard to this. So we have this 2-game turbo coming up in about an hour. So the correlation slider, even for 2 games, and I saw Sean mention this. Thank you, Sean. Correlation slider is still at 6. So basically the builder is saying, hey, correlation still matters at a pretty high rate, even on a 2-game MLB slate. Okay. Now what that does is it amplifies positive correlation, making sure that players who have positive are more likely to end up in lineups together. But what it also does is it drives negative correlation further away, right? So this negative 0.37 correlation between Lindor and Sagano actually becomes amplified in even higher negative correlation when this correlation slider is turned up so high. So that's why one option can be to lower correlation to make that impact less and make it more likely that you end up with opposing pitchers against opposing batters. Now, that is still not going to guarantee it happens, but it will potentially make it more likely than at default. I'm comfortable saying it makes it more likely than when it's left to its own devices. You could force this to work if you wanted to. Now, how aggressive you want to be with this is like up to you. You could use a rule, and you could say something where rule type group method automatic. If at least one, I would go to team, I would go to pitcher. Then you can decide how many players on the opposing team you want. Maybe you want one player on the opposing team every time, right? So then what you could say is then use at least one on the opposing team and you leave all the positions checked. Now, the bad part about this, I could see I'm in the way here. Let me get out of the way. So this is what the rule will look like. If at least one, group by team, pitcher, then use at least one on the opposing team. Now, the problem with this rule is that it, since it's DraftKings and you have two pitchers, it's going to work twice, right? Actually, I don't know if it's going to work twice. Actually, I might be wrong about that. Let's see. Let's actually run a demo. I actually think it'll only work once. The more I think through it. Okay, click build. So I'm pretty sure the rule only has to be satisfied once, which is why I think it'll only work once. But I just want to make sure it's not going to work for both pitchers. That's kind of what we're testing here. All right. Almost done. Okay. Simran. Let's turn off compact view. Okay. So Sagano's facing the Mets. Check. Quantrill is facing Cincinnati. Okay, so this one, it worked twice. This one, okay, yeah. So it is working twice. So it's working for both pitchers in the lineup. And it's doing that pretty consistently here. So that's like the bad thing about using it as a rule. Now, you know, you're basically forcing this into lineups. Not sure if you want to do that. So kind of your call, but I think lowering correlation is probably a better way to go. And you can at least start there. All right. Before we get the next question, King Kong said timestamp isn't working on mobile, at least not for me. This is a known issue. Team is working on a fix. Hopefully this is going to be fixed, I believe, before the weekend here for sure. Because I did hear our team was making some progress on it. All right. Going back up. Next question. I played around with stack/team exposures and min uniques a bit, but I'm still not getting the desired results and thought maybe someone can point me in the right direction. Okay. I will probably follow up with this one in Discord because I'm going to need some more information about what exactly. Oh, wait. This is the same user. Yeah. I'm still going to have to follow up in Discord to figure out what they're struggling doing and get more clarification on what the end goal is here so we can be more specific in the advice given. So I will make a note to follow up there. So follow up. Discord. Okay. All right. Next question. Hey, I just sent you an email. I saw your message. Am I going to run into late swap problems if I include a group for every contest on the initial build? So what I could say is that I don't run into issues when I do that. I'm not sure. You shouldn't run into issues. You know, that obviously wouldn't be the goal. But if you're communicating with Jordan or anybody from the support team, it is a lot easier for us to continue to communicate that way and run tests in between and things like that and figure it out. So I would ask Jordan your question and just kind of keep the conversation there. All right. What filter do you recommend to change to be close to a winning lineup on MLB Classic? Okay. So this is a good topic to kind of segue us into learning about contest flashback. Okay. Now, contest flashback is like our contest look back tool that allows you to like study your lineups, study winning lineups, and see what the differences are and what some of the best players in the lobby are doing and the decisions they're making versus maybe the decisions that you're making. Okay. So, how I would use this, right, is I would come into a contest that I played, right? Let's say I played the $4.20 max yesterday. Okay. So let's let this load. Okay. I go over to users. Let's say I max this contest out. Say I sort by sim ROI. All right. So I'm going to look for a name I know and we're just going to assume we're them. Okay. Maybe my name is Bionic Knee. Okay. Bionic Knee is right here. And their sim ROI is about 4% positive. Now, good news is they're positive, right? Highest sim ROIs, somewhere above 10%, right? So there's a little room for improvement here. Their lineups aren't bad, but let's see what we see, right? Okay. So let's say I go down and I go and I look at Bionic Knee, right? And let's say that, you know, maybe I'm noticing. Interesting. I'm actually noticing that their sim average score is a lot higher than everyone else's. Okay. So it's 106. A lot of these top ones, 100, 99, 102, 103, 103, 102. There is a 105, but there's a lot lower, right? 98, 99. So what does that tell me? Well, maybe they're playing like more cash type lineups. Maybe they're playing too chalky of lineups, right? So like what I would do is I would look at their exposures and I would start with stacks. Okay. 5 2s, 5 3s, 4 4s, 75% Boston, who's like the highest team total here. Okay. So that has something to do with the projection. Like almost all of their lineups, really. I mean, 15 stacks of Boston, 6 of Atlanta, 6 of the A's are the top, you know, 3 projected run teams here. And then we go over to pitchers. And then, like, look at this. Like, sorting by projection, right? 100% Giolito. 45% Cease. 35% Bubich. And looks like they got... Oh, no. These are batters down here. So... To me, it seems like they're playing very, very chalky, right? Like, hey, top projected pitcher, jamming him in. Like, the top 3 projected pitchers account for, there are 40 lineup slots and 20 lineups, and they account for 36, right? Okay. And then they have, how many stacks do they have? They have 21, 27, 31, 34, 36, 40 stacks. And 27 of them are from the top 3 projected run teams, right? Like that's kind of a lot, right? So, okay. So like we see what they're doing, right? And maybe I just really quick check out batters. So 70% highest batter, like their top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 batters are kind of all Red Sox. Okay. So, okay. You know, we see this, we take some mental notes, we write some notes down And then we go in and we look and like, okay, well, like, what did the highest like sim ROI-er do? And like, how did they do? Right. Or even without that, right. Maybe you take a different approach. You're like, okay, maybe I want to look at a high sim ROI-er who also profited. Right. Okay. Well, like, it looks like Bootcamp profited here. It looks like, oh, Mr. Clean. There's Scott right there. You know, you could do that. These are just ideas, right? I typically just like look at some of the highest sim ROI-ers. But those are other things that you could do. Okay, so stacks, similar type stacks. Okay, so this person who graded out the highest here, right, actually has way less Boston, right? They only have 20%. They don't have 100. Looks like they took some shots on a couple other teams. Like we see the Yankees here. We see Texas here. We see Seattle, some Cincinnati, right? A little more spread out, a little off the chalkier team here with like the highest projected runs. Okay, we look at their exposures, right? No batter more than 30%. Their first Boston batter is 15%. And then we go over to pitchers, a little more spread out, right? 55% Giolito still has C, still has Bubich, but then, you know, getting to some Walter, getting to some Elder, getting to some Kumar, right? So you could see like this approach is different than Bionic Knees was, right? Okay, well, you can get ideas from this about like how you might want to handle or the decisions you might want to make the next time around, right? And you could do this, you know, over and over again for top players. Another thing you could do is even just like look at contests you didn't play, right? Hey, how are the people who can afford to max out the $18 150 max every single night, what decisions are they making, right? These are probably some of the most winningest players in the lobbies, you know, long-term winners, big bankrolls that they've built up over time. You know, what decisions are they making, right? And then you could see where you differ and you could see where, you know, oh, I was thinking about playing the slate this way. I was thinking about playing the slate that way. You know, what did they do different, right? So like, those are really good ways to find insight into what other winning players are doing. And then you kind of take this like model, mimic, and master approach, right? So it's not super easy to be like, oh yeah, you know, just like do these, set these filters, you know, these are the best. Kind of got to sift through and you kind of got to see like where you're at, right? Maybe, you know, going back to like the Bionic Knee example, you know, maybe you are Bionic Knee and your sim average score is 95. Well, that would tell me that you're playing too low projected lineups, right? So then now, like in that specific example, I would probably want to either like raise my min salary or set like some type of projection filter to like raise my floor. But that doesn't apply to this user in that example, right? So there's like no one size fits all answer. Flashback is really your tool for trying to figure out what you need to do better and different. And we do offer like assistance with that. If you like, hey, you know, I'm trying to use Flashback. I could use like a build review, we call it. Just shoot us an email, post in Discord and just like, hey, you think you guys can review my lineups from Wednesday, July 9th for the MLB main slate on DraftKings. And then we'll go in and we'll try and give you some more very personalized advice about what we see with your lineups and how we think you can improve. So that would be the best option, in my opinion. All right. Duckman said, do very little changing and let the sim cook. Do that and do it consistently and it will work. Take some patience sometimes, but the sim does cook. So yeah, big fan of that. Angel said, what teams are the Sims liking today? I don't know. Did we run any lineups? Okay, we did run some lineups. All right, so we go back to this build. And we'll let these lineups load back up. Oh, this is from yesterday. This is from yesterday's office hours. Let's go back to today. And we will go back to the main slate. Okay, so I'm going to get rid of one of these because I don't need both. So let's say I was building the 150 lineups today. You know, easiest way, right? You don't even need an entry file. Just come in, add a lineup group, let the builder run your lineups, let it sort by your portfolio or portfolio plus, and then just come in here and see what you're getting, right? What are the most common things? Okay, high stacks, 5-3, 5-2, 4-3, 5-1-1-1, getting some Texas, some Angels, some Atlanta, some Tampa Bay, very spread out, right? Very, in my opinion, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams within this 18 to 23% range, right? So that's like a 5% gap. To have 6 teams in there is kind of good. Highest team totals, Atlanta, Texas, Seattle, Atlanta by far, by the way. Builders taking some shots and some lower projected run teams. White Sox, Nationals. Those are like the lowest. Everyone's above a 4 run total at least. But definitely the White Sox are the lowest here. And SaberSim is getting into some of them, getting to some Nationals. Boston and Cleveland are already approaching like a 5 run total. So pretty slate is like not that concentrated. It looks like it has a lot of opportunity to play different teams and kind of get off the chalk here. And then you can look at the pitchers, right? Okay, well, like, what pitchers is it liking? Looks like it's taking, like, a really spread out approach. Plus or minus, no more than plus or minus 10% leverage in either direction. The highest I see here is negative 9.6, positive 8.5, right? So very, very spread out at pitcher. And honestly, like, pretty spread out at batter as well, right? Some stands, you know, negative 10% on Riley here. But this is effectively portfolio at work, right? It is doing a much better job out of the gate of getting you a spread out set of lineups where you do not need to use min uniques, and you have a much better and quicker starting point than you previously did, right? And then you could add in any fine tune adjustments. So we could see like how portfolio is working. Cause like with ROI straight, right? You go to like uniques and you go to, you know, ROI, and you're going to see a lot heavier leverages, right? 17%, 10%, 12%. We go to pitchers, 28% Strider, right? We look at our batters, our top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 batters are all Braves. You know, these are the differences, right? 48% Braves. So those are like the big things that can, you know, bouncing back and forth can just show you the differences here and how big of an impact portfolio is having on the lineups that you're playing. Let's rerun that. All right. Samuel says, is it possible to have one lineup through our contests? Okay. So, in my opinion, I don't know what the perfect way of doing this is. Okay. First off, now I think it's easier to have one group, say, with one lineup. When you are ready, right? And we could just change this to one. So you do your one. Now, I think it's easier to just download this lineup and then open up your file and then copy and paste the lineup into your CSV and just put your one lineup into all your contests that you want. Depending on what metric you're using, you could do something. Well, So what I would also do is turn off avoid duplicates across lineup groups. What you might be able to do, which I haven't tested this, but it's something to consider. Try putting all of your contests within a group and then change the lineups to one. That should also work. It might ask you like, hey, you know, do you want to duplicate this lineup across all entries? And you could just say yes. So that is another option that I would consider, is adding all your contests to a group, changing lineups to one, clicking save, making sure avoid duplicates across lineup groups is off. And that should all help you too. So gonna have to mess around with it a little bit. I think those are useful ways of accomplishing what you're trying to accomplish. But if they don't work, let us know. And then we can see if we can figure out a good way to do that. All right. I think we are all caught up here in the chats and Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.